Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. I'm your host, Chris Matthew. Today, my guest is Karen Holton. Before I bring her on, a couple of announcements. You can always get new episodes free on Rockfin, Odyssey, and all podcast platforms. Rockfin is where you get our premium content. You can always get our regular shows and all the content from every creator on Rockfin. Definitely check out the podcast we're featuring on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You get those on our website, forbiddenknowledge.news, and follow us on both our Facebook pages. Those links are all in the description. Finally, check out C60 Purple Power. This may be the most powerful antioxidant known to man. The benefits have been personally amazing, but you need to check them out for yourself. Click the link in the description, and you can get 10% off your order plus free shipping. Today, I want to welcome back to the show Karen Holton. She is an ET experiencer, educator, channel guide, and ascension coach. Her professional experience includes energy coaching, ascension counseling, and public speaking. She spent over a decade researching and educating the public about the nefarious global agenda here on Earth. Soon after, she received a spiritual download, and as a result, she created the Quantum Health Transformation Program to assist others to heal, evolve, and thrive. And she is also host of the Quantum Guide Show here on the Forbidden Knowledge Network. Karen, welcome back, and how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. It's great to have you back. We just spoke recently and had a fantastic show a few weeks ago. And you're back with a very interesting topic to talk to everybody about. And it's basically, you know, titled Transhumans versus Pure Bloods, the implications, and how can we basically work together. So first, let's start out with, what is your definition of transhumans and, you know, pure bloods? Just give us a basic overview of what you're talking about when you use those terms.
Okay. What I mean by that is a pure blood is a person who their parents, their grandparents, all the generations in their ancestry were conceived in the usual manner and given birth by their mothers without any intervention by humans on their DNA. And so those are called purebloods. The transhumans are people who have had their DNA edited by man-made technologies. And so what happens is they are, they're different. And once they have that procedure done, they can't never go back. And so there's no point in us arguing who's right, who's wrong, and taking different camps. Instead, we each have unique abilities and we need to bring them together in harmony and peace and you know, brotherhood, sisterhood, so that we can actually get through these really difficult times. So basically a transhuman person, and that's not my definition, that's a government a definition, is someone who has had their genetics altered and it never goes back to the original, and it was done through man-made or human-made technologies.
Now, it could cover a kind of wide range of individuals, but you are speaking, I guess, not primarily, but in a large portion to people who have had an experimental gene therapy injection lately, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's never been done before. It's never been tested. It's just never happened before. And unfortunately, the people who are transhuman don't know they're transhuman, and they were never given accurate information for what we call informed consent. They've been deceived and they have all kinds of problems as a result. And as more and more are waking up to what's happened to them, they're going to need the love and the support of the purebloods. And at the same time, the purebloods need the love and support of the transhumans. So there's never been two different kinds of humans here on Earth before. It's a brand new thing.
Yeah, and you're right. People are kind of looking at it as camps of like enemies. You know, if you're, if unfortunately some people are looking at it as if you're jabbed, you know, you're the enemy. If you're unjabbed, you're the enemy. But it shouldn't be that way. We still all have the same common enemy, and it's not each other. It's those that are trying to put this upon us. So I think that needs to be realized first and foremost. And you're right. We need to find a way to work together, because people were duped. You said it. Everybody who has gone and opted to get this experimental therapy injected into them, they were done under false pretenses, and we don't know what the full effects are. And this is a genetic altering technology that they are putting into people. So, you know, once people realize that they've been duped and they've already got this first shot, you know, what are they going to do? They have to have somewhere to turn and, you know, someone to talk to. And hopefully, you know, the people in the other camp could understand where they're coming from and what's happened on their side, right?
Absolutely. If you don't mind, I'd like to do a little compare contrast between the two types of humans so that people have more information. Starting with the transhumans, well, their genetics have been changed for all time, and they have now become literally genetically modified organisms, or GMO. And so people probably are familiar with Monsanto and different companies where they've been producing GMO food for some time. And what that means is technically the organization or the company that produced the genetically modified organisms or seeds, they own those seeds. So if you're a farmer and you've got a little organic farm and you're next door to a big GMO farm, and some of that whatever blows over and you end up with some crops that are GMO, you have to give those up. You have to destroy them because they don't belong to you. They belong to the company that made them. And I just downloaded this morning the documents from the United States government that shows that once any living thing, including humans, has been genetically altered, it no longer has rights, it no longer has privileges, it no longer has a say in anything, because it's quite literally owned by a company. Whereas on the other side, the purebloods still have all their human rights. Now, when you think about it, you know, there's so much of a rush to have everybody have this procedure. Why do they need everybody to have the procedure? Because then none of us would have our human rights. And so the purebloods who still have human rights are able to still negotiate, go to whatever legal systems are still happening, are able to take several different fronts of action on behalf of themselves and behalf of the transhumans, because the transhumans can't do that anymore for themselves. The other thing is there's no hierarchy, because I'm going to tell you quite honestly, Chris, most human beings, and I'm talking about the purebloods here, are well on their way to becoming transhumans. Our food supply, the allopathic medical system, and many different avenues have been changing humanity to something different over time for the last 100 years. And so people are so toxic, and your body needs the elements that come from real, clean, whole, natural, organic foods. And so what happens is our body, these foods are what we would consider a prepackaged delivery system that's perfect for the human body to take the elements it needs to be able to produce and reproduce and heal and to be the best human beings that we can be. So when you remove all of those elements and you replace them with artificial, synthetic, chemical-laden, I'm just using food as a prime example, what happens is your body is becoming synthetic and toxic. And that's why so many people are overweight. It's no fault to them. Although they're stigmatized, it's no fault to them, because what's really happened is the whole dieting industry has been a huge marketing ploy. It doesn't work. It's all bullshit. And then you also add that, where are these toxins going to be stored? The body will produce fat cells in order to take those chemicals and those synthetic ingredients and move them away from our vital organs and the part, you know, our brains and things that we need to function as human beings. And so that's why there's no hierarchy. First of all, the transhumans have been deceived. It wasn't like they had full knowledge and full consent, not to mention the coercion. A lot of them would lose their jobs. They wouldn't be able to put a roof over their heads for their families, feed their families, really harshly coerced. But then on the other side of it, the purebloods have nothing to boast about, because most purebloods are not really purebloods anymore. We are what we eat. And then you consider the chemicals in the air, the chemicals in the water, the fluoride in our water. You consider the allopathic medicines. Almost everything we use today is basically oil derivatives that have been remade into synthetic products. So all the allopathic medicines are synthetic products, highly toxic, especially when used in combination. Some people are on 3, 4, 10 different medicines. Well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't use the word medicine, but let's say treatments. Okay, there's that. And then there is the fact that so many people have been, for a myriad of reasons, and no disrespect to the people who do this, but they're eating prefabricated artificial elements that are food-like substances and are not foods. And they're highly addictive, and they're very difficult to get off of. And so, you know, someone who has so far managed to dodge the procedure for whatever reason, they are not high and mighty. No way, because they're so toxic. They have so many problems. They're barely even human anymore anyway. And I know this sounds really out there, but I've done a lot of research. I've worked with my guides, and I myself am proof of that, because before I changed my diet, I weighed over 320 pounds all my adult life. I tried every diet. I tried starvation. I tried allopathic medicine. I tried everything and could not get a healthy weight for myself or a healthy body for myself. It wasn't until I stopped consuming, went through the detoxification program or process, and then I no longer had a weight problem. So although my weight may vary, 10 pounds up or down, depending, I never am faced again with that terrible burden I had before, because I cleaned out my body, and then my body didn't need to store toxins anymore. So that's based on my own experience, all the research I have done. So there are transhumans and there are purebloods, and there are things that we can do for each other. But I'll get into that a little bit later. I just want to stop in case you have any other questions or want clarification.
Oh, no. I think that you're spot on with all of this. And I was talking to somebody just the other day about this, how everything natural provides everything our body needs, everything that we used to have, that the land provides, that nature provides, that the air provides. It's all being poisoned, first of all, to where it can't provide what it used to, and we can't take the nutrients and everything that the land and the sun and everything gives us, because they're spraying crap in the air and poisoning our food. But this is all also part of the plan, because they want us to use their artificial food, their artificial muscles, so we don't have to use our real muscles, get artificial sleep with their prescription drugs, and all these things that we're going to have to rely on them so they can keep their corporate machine running. They can keep profiting off of our sickness, because if that stops, then, you know, where are they? What are they left with? They're left with the crumbling system that people are going to be healthy again. You know, so that's all part of, I believe, by design. And this new experimental therapy is one of the cherries on the cake here. It's one of the final nails in the coffin, the final attempt to keep people reliant on this system with boogada booster after boogada booster. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it's not just about fueling a highly ineffective medical system. It's only effective because it's providing billions of dollars to elites. That's the only effective part about it. It doesn't really fix anything. There's more cancer now than ever before, more heart disease, more obesity, more everything. Plus, the difference is it used to be, you know, I'm an older person. I'm almost 66 years old. I've seen a lot in my day. And, you know, people used to take pills for 2 weeks or a week. They never were ongoing. Nowadays, everybody has their bags of pills and they never get off them. They just add more and more and more. And the number one problem is they're treating symptoms and not the causes of disease. If you give your body everything you need to be healthy, you won't need them anymore. And then there's another thing, and that's the stock market. So what happens is, in order for people to invest in stocks, they have to have huge profits. How are they getting huge profits? They're making things that are, in all good conscience, not good for us, because that's not the priority. The priority is to produce things as cheap as possible, get them into the hands of the consumers. Nobody's thinking about how, for instance, our technology is affecting our energy systems and our health. Nobody's looking at the fact that we all use plastic to store our foods. Our toilet paper is toxic. Why? Because they cut corners to maximize profits. Now, I ask a lot of people who have investments, I'm talking about ordinary, everyday people, not billionaires, and I ask them, you know, what do you invest in? And how do you know that these investments are ethical? Everybody says the same thing. Gee, I never thought of that. So it's on the slave labor of people. It's on sickness. It's on all these things that are sort of interlocking systems that are basically consuming us for a medical industry, consuming us for a military industrial complex, consuming us for everything. And along the way, it's just making a few people richer and richer and richer. And it is unbelievable what's going on in other countries, even in our own country with our Indigenous people. You know, in Canada, there's over 30 or 40 communities that don't even have safe drinking water, because Aboriginal people are not considered important enough to have clean drinking water. Well, the same is true in many other countries. And so we're consuming, like, it's like we're already zombies consuming literally life all around this planet to make money. For who? Not for us. And the other thing, too, is if you take a look at the national debt and how much of these billions of dollars are right now being used for stimulus and for this and for that, and you take the population of the United States and you divide that much money into that, there's no way any of us could pay that off. Where's the money coming from? The whole system is hell-bent on destruction. And so there's things we need to do. We need to embrace our health, embrace our sovereignty, and we need to work together. Now, I just want to speak a little bit to Nazi Germany. Nazi Germany had a very similar system as to what we're experiencing today under Hitler. And but there was German people who were good people, and they helped to protect Jews and Polish people and other groups. There was quite a few that were considered unnecessary or useless eaters, much like today. And it was the German people themselves who preserved the lives of countless Holocaust survivors who can tell their stories today. So what we need is the transhumans to protect the purebloods. Because once the purebloods are gone, there's no more human rights. There's no more And I'm going to touch on this. This is a little dicey to talk about because people take offense, but I'm going to touch on it anyway. And that's spirituality. We need our original DNA to fuel the mechanisms or technologies that are natural to us so that we can have spiritual communion with other dimensions, other realms. You could call it God, you could call it angels. In order to do that, we have to have the genetics for it. And I have noticed, this is just my personal observation, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I have noticed people who have altered their DNA and are now transhuman, the first thing that happens, they seem to lose interest in spirituality. I had a client who hired me to mentor her, and I couldn't because she was incapable of visualizing anymore. She was incapable of reaching out to her spiritual realm anymore. So I don't know if that's just some people, everybody, I don't know. And I'm not going to say because I don't know. But what I do know is the purebloods, even those that have toxic bodies, are still able to reach out and get spiritual help. And if you ask me, we never needed this help more than we do today.
You know, that's so interesting that you say that, because I've heard a couple of other people talking about not their own personal experiences, but their theories on what this experimental therapy could be doing to people on a spiritual level, and kind of blocking a connection, if you will, to source. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen the old TED talk that Bill Gates did about vaccinating against spirituality, which is an interesting connection there, if you ask me. But yeah, that's kind of terrifying to think that this is what we could be dealing with on that level.
It sure is. It sure is. And we do see that I'm in Canada, and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, has been taking words word for word from speeches that were done by Hitler, saying that all of those who have not had this procedure, that they're racist, that they're misogynists, that they're useless people taking up space, and they will no longer be tolerated. And so now they're bringing out mandatory procedures for all human beings in Canada. And so it's getting pretty critical. I don't know what will happen, but I know that we need to work together, because the transhumans need the purebloods as much as the purebloods need the transhumans. And I've come up with some ideas on what that might look like. Is that okay to get into
sure.
that now,
Yeah,
Chris?
Of course. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, well, the purebloods, the number one thing is to wake up and take care of your health. Get off of those chemicals that are slowly turning you into a transhuman. Not to mention the fact that this is the body temple. We've been born with technologies like our pineal gland, our different subtle electrical systems, our auric field. There is so much that goes into becoming a human being besides just the physical three-dimensional self. And if we don't take care, take responsibility and take care of the temple body, then we're not going to be of super good use to anybody. And I'm just saying it as I see it. I'm not trying to put anybody down. We've all been deceived. We've all been tricked. We're all addicted. We're addicted to all kinds of things, from sweeteners to pharmaceuticals, you name it. There's no end to the list of addictions that people are having to deal with. Now, I don't expect people just run out and become perfect. You can't do that either. First of all, when you detoxify, you get really sick. And so you need to take it slow but steady, but you need to make a plan for yourself. It's really, really important. And so the other thing that the purebloods, I think, should be doing is keeping a list of links to different detoxification protocols. That could include protocols that have been put out recently by scientists, doctors, health gurus, all kinds of people have these protocols. And I'm not saying this one's better than that one, but I am saying you, hopefully one of those will resonate with you and you can start doing some of the detoxification things that need to happen. But when someone just wakes up and realizes, holy shit, look what situation I'm in, they're kind of stressed and kind of confused and don't know who to believe because of all the propaganda and the mass psychosis that's going on amongst humanity right now. So it'd be very nice and very good if the purebloods could keep lists of useful information, not just willy-nilly stuff off the internet, but stuff that's been provided by people who care and are really trying to help us, and have it ready. And then if we have a relative or a neighbor or even just someone we meet on Facebook who has what I'm going to call medical regret or is waking up, you can just email them that list or give them that list and let them do their own research. But I think that it should be up to the transhumans whether they want that or not. It's not like we need to be shoving this down people's throats, okay? So that's the other thing that the purebloods can be doing. So they got to maintain their own health, keep doing research, keep providing information to the transhumans as they're going to need it. The other thing is the transhumans require a terrific amount of compassion and empathy. Can you imagine what they're dealing with? The shock of finding out what's happened to them. Then there are the adverse reactions that are from slight to absolutely horrendous and even lethal. How are they dealing with all of that? Not to mention the fact that now they're waking up and they've lived under an illusion all their lives, and they're finding out that the world is nothing like what they thought it was. We need to have compassion and empathy for these people instead of going, oh, stupid sheep, this, that, and the other, because that isn't going to do anybody any good, I'll tell you right now. The transhumans, on the other hand, need to take responsibility for the choices they've made. So they chose to have that procedure, even if they were, duped, even if they were coerced, whatever. They've taken it. They need to take responsibility for it and decide what they're going to do about it. The same with their awakening process. They are going to awaken. It's messy. I'm telling you, I don't know what it was like for you, Chris, but for me, waking up was confusing. It was upsetting. I got physically ill. I got mentally ill. I got spiritually ill because the whole system had to come down. And then I had to start looking for my truth. And we all have our own truths. And so that's what the transhumans can do. And I'm going to tell you something else. There are some amazing people on this planet. Greg Braden, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I'm not thinking of the other ones, but there's other ones as well. And they actually teach you how to alter your own DNA. So they actually teach you things that you can do to perhaps lessen, or maybe you can't completely change it, but maybe there are things you can do to help you to get your spirituality back, to get closer back to the purebloods. And eventually what can happen is the purebloods and the transhumans can end up becoming very close together in their condition because of these things. And because a lot of, like I said, a lot of purebloods are well on their way to being transhuman, and there are things the transhumans can do to help alleviate some of their distress, and it brings them closer together. The other thing I say is please, please, transhumans, do not make fun of the purebloods. Do not believe the propaganda. Instead, protect the purebloods, because they're the only ones that have the human rights. So like I mentioned, I actually just downloaded all those documents. Do the research, check out what your government websites are saying and about some of the patents that have come out and some of the legal stuff they did prior to this shitstorm of the last 2.5 years. Is it 2.5 years? I don't know. I get confused. And they set this up so that anything genetically modified no longer has rights. And so we need to think more holistically. I mean, even if we're eating animals, do we want to eat animals that are fed nothing but GMO food, are full of chemicals, are mistreated, abused, even tortured? Do you really want that in your body? Because there are all kinds of options. You don't have to be a vegan. You don't have to be a meat eater. You can be whatever you need to be, but you can do it in a much healthier and life-sustaining way. And then the thing that everybody needs to do is, and this is, I know I'm being real bossy here, but I really mean it, get off of mainstream media. It is poison and toxic, just like your meals you're getting from McDonald's. You want to clear that out. And there are trusted sources of information. And I cannot recommend enough that people look into the Forbidden Knowledge Network. You're going to get so much information, go down all the rabbit holes with people that I trust, people who I have turned to for inspiration, for knowledge, for wisdom, for all kinds of things. Now, no two people, either guests or hosts on the network, have all the answers and all the solutions. We're all presenting our different perspectives, but it's more real than anything you're going to get from the mainstream media. And no, he's not paying me to say this.
No, the check's in the mail, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. Now, I want to go back to what you were mentioning about how there's this documentation and kind of legislation that's alluding to that if our genetics and DNA were to be altered, that we wouldn't have any rights. Again, could you let the audience know where can they get documentation and kind of this proof that this may be what's occurring on a certain level?
Don't have the actual website handy. I'm sorry about that. But it's easy to find on so many social media platforms, especially Telegram. That is where you're going to get, yeah, not all of it's true that you're going to see on Telegram. You cannot believe everything you see, but that's where I get a lot of my information because it's the most uncensored platform that I have been able to find. That's where I do my digging and my research. What I will do is I will make an effort to get a hold of that document and give it to you, Chris, and maybe you could add it to the description below. But do the research. It's on the government websites, and it actually even says any living thing, once it's been altered genetically, it no longer it belongs to the company that produced the gene editing technology. And it also says, refers to animals and animals, including other kind of animals like humans. Basically, it really exposes that we are being looked at as being livestock.
Yeah, I mean,
And
it
there
wouldn't
are quite a
surprise
few.
me. We're already property, and we're already property of a corporation anyway, after our birth certificates are signed. So, it really wouldn't surprise me if this is part of our identity as humans now behind the scenes,
Oh, absolutely. And it's quite shocking when you see the documents. So I know a lot of people won't believe me. That's okay. But I cannot underscore enough, do research and look at all kinds of research, even research you think is ridiculous and not true. Doesn't matter. Just look at it. And sometimes we're not ready for the information yet. Maybe we're not ready. Maybe we can do some other things and then come back and look at it again. But it's a very interesting world we live in. You
Well,
know what
yeah,
I want
and
to say with
well, I just wanted to
Go
make one
ahead.
more point before you get into that about, people looking into things that they think is crazy. Even I kind of was hesitant to look at the whole 5G connection to what's going on with people's health and illnesses. And the National Institute of Health just published a paper, a white paper, on how the connections to millimeter waves in people's health, and not only that, to the oogada boogada, to the covey dovey. So it's not all conspiracies, and some of the most of the cons things that we considered conspiracy a couple of years ago, it's just truth. It's just what the way things are, But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to be kind of shocking to a lot of you, but I want you all to understand we are all going to die. From the time we're about 10 years old, we realize that we're going to die. We're all going to die. And dying is as natural as being born. It's something we all have to face. And we tend to cover the worry and the anxiety from about, you know, thinking about this fact. And we cover it in addictions and we cover it in distractions. And a lot of people never actually face their own mortality. And once you face your own mortality, then you can start living. Then you can say, okay, I am going to die. And I don't know how much time I have. Geez, we could have a comet come out and end all life on the planet. We could have, I don't know, more earthquakes could put us out. We could get hit by a bus. I mean, God only knows. None of us know how long we have here. And getting old like me is a privilege. Most of the people I've known in my life are all dead by now. So in a couple of weeks, I'll be 66 years old. I'm kind of proud of myself that I lasted this long. But I don't think I would have lasted this long if I hadn't severely altered, you know, my lifestyle. People need to face up to the fact that we're all going to die. And it's a horrible process. That's part of the waking up process, coming to that understanding and accepting it and owning it. And then we can become more sovereign. We can go, okay, I don't know how long I have. What is it that I really want out of my life? What do I want to achieve? What are my goals? What are my ethics? What do I believe in? What do I want to support? And kind of get serious. And that's one really good thing that's come out of the last couple of years is that people have been often on lockdown, isolated. There's no better time than to do the kind of soul searching that we need to do so that we can be authentic within ourselves. Otherwise, we're just living a lie. And when you think about little children, you know, what happens with little children? Well, they get taught very, very efficiently and very absolutely to pretend to be a different kind of person than who they are. So we teach them manners and we teach them, oh, you know, it's not nice to talk back to grown-ups and you have to say please and thank you. And what you do is you go out into the social reality with this training and everybody's fake. Everything's phony. So maybe you can't stand something somebody's doing, but you would never say it because that would be rude. There's all these rules. And so we end up living this fake life over and over again every day. And one day, generally by the time we so-called grow up, we don't even know we're pretending anymore. It's a completely false reality. Now you can be authentic and you can be sovereign and you can be a nice person and you can be a good person, but you can do it because that's who you are, not because of the social training and everything else. And so what happens is we've fallen a long way from our authentic selves. You know, people are backstabbing each other and screwing each other out of things. And people are having affairs on their partners. And it just goes on and on and on. All of this stuff wouldn't happen if people could just be who they really are, learn to love, learn to care for each other, and form the kind of community that's good for everybody. Because the whole selfish approach where I'm going to do what's right for me and I don't give a shit about anyone else, that doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. That's what got us into this mess. Instead, people need to look at what's good for me, what do I need, and what's good for everybody else. And then we slowly start to extract ourselves from all these tentacles of bullshit. So maybe we stop shopping at certain big box stores, or we stop buying things that are imported from other countries, and we start buying local and local made and supporting artisans and tradespeople again. Or maybe we just say, I'm not taking allopathic medicine anymore. I stopped about 20 years ago. I haven't taken an over-the-counter medicine, nothing. And I've done surprisingly well with my health. I'm not perfect, you know, and I am getting older for sure. But, oh my God, my life is so much better. We can also stop buying into the propaganda. And Chris, you've got some great shows, Understanding Propaganda, Day Zero, Beyond Classified. I mean, Forbidden Knowledge News. These are all fantastic shows that expose what's real and what's not, so that you can sort of cafeteria style shop on what you believe in. And I think, Chris, you and I are similar, where what we believe in is not static. It changes. It evolves over time with what we learn, what we know, what our guides are telling us. And so, we got to start extracting ourselves from all of these things. And that even includes toxic aspects of community. You know, sometimes there's people that every time we're around them, we're exhausted. We feel like we've given so much more than what we've received. It just doesn't feel good. And we don't want to be around those people anymore. We make excuses and stuff, why we don't want to show up for dinner or something. You know, why not just be honest and say, you know what? I have a different perspective on life than what I had before. Or maybe there's been a bit of a misunderstanding here. This relationship isn't really good for me. And you move on. And then you make room for the beautiful people, the ones who are loving and caring and giving. So you need to face the fact that you're going to die. I'm going to die. Chris is going to die. We're all going to die. Everything dies. The whole planet is built on a system of death and renewal to teach us so that we can evolve. I know I went a little bit rambling on.
Oh,
this,
no.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah. And I think you're spot on about the pharmaceuticals. I quit taking all pharmaceuticals a couple of years ago myself, and I feel better than I ever have. And people are so put off by everything that the mainstream has taught them about natural medicine, and your body can heal itself in miraculous ways. It can heal and take care of everything, anything and everything, if it's allowed to, if it's not poisoned with everything that it's that the system is trying to put into us. We have the ability, we probably had the ability to live for hundreds of years in the ancient past, and we probably didn't have all the ailments that we have now. We could probably heal ourselves from all of these things, and I think we need to get back in touch with that. And one other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on about these experimental injections here is not everybody is going to get the bad stuff. I'm sure some people are getting injected with saline, that some people are placebo group, just to see, what's going on. This is an experiment that they're putting the human race through, they're testing this out on all of us and seeing what happens, like a bunch of fucking guinea pigs. So, not everybody is going to have these negative effects with the first, jab. They may have to go get the other Ogata boosters that they're trying to push on people. So, that's something that people have to consider with all of this, is that you may have lucked out if you just got the one,
Absolutely. It's Russian roulette. So Russian roulette is you take a gun and you put one bullet in the chamber and you spin it, and you don't know at what point that is going to be actually loaded. And so you cock the gun and you put it to your head and you fire, bang. Oh, nothing happened. Well, you didn't get the bullet. So then you give it to the next guy and the next guy does it. And it's some kind of a weird, fucked up game. But anyway, It's the same thing. So maybe the first time you got a placebo, maybe the second time you got a placebo, maybe the third time you got a placebo. But if you keep doing it, and besides that, folks, do you really, really want to put shit you don't know anything about constantly being shot into your body? Because it isn't just one or two now, it's three and four and five. They've got the whole Greek alphabet of variants ready to launch. And with each one, even though there's no empirical evidence, they're scaring the hell out of everybody. So it's a matter of time. So it's people in the disabled world refer to able-bodied people as not yet disabled, because sooner or later in this system, if we take the advice of the experts, we all end up disabled one way or another. So the same thing is true with this procedure. It's never been done before. It's never been tested on humans before. Nobody really knows the full implication. We know what we hear, a little bit leaked here, a little bit leaked there. I have a feeling it's a heck of a lot worse than what we think it is. But I think the primary purpose is to alter our DNA so that we no longer have rights as humans. We're just like cattle. We can be put in a corral. We can be told what to do. Well, actually, isn't that what's happening with the passport system? You know?
Yeah.
So I don't want to say too much and get you kicked off YouTube, but I'm just saying, you got to really take this seriously. And if you're running and doing it because you're afraid of dying, that's the wrong reason. That's absolutely the wrong reason. So people need to buck up and take their sovereignty and go, no, I'm a strong human being. You know, I haven't really protected myself through all of this. And I go public shopping at least once a week. Right now, I'm under a pretty severe lockdown, so I don't want to have a $3,000 fine. But I still go out and do my grocery shopping and stuff like that. I'm around people all the time. And I shouldn't say all the time, but I mean all the time when I'm out shopping. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had even nothing. I have a little bit of allergy from time to time. That's it. I have nothing. I've never been healthier. And I'm not afraid, but I'm also not afraid of dying. And, you know, this is a really good time to do this work when you get older, but why not do it when you're younger? Like, you know, when you're around 10 years old and you start telling your mom, I'm scared, you know, the neighbor's dog died and it's never coming back. Is that going to happen to me? And the parents don't even know how to talk to their kids about death. Death is such a forbidden topic. You know, and so we got to get over being afraid of dying, and then we can really start living, and then we can say, okay, yeah, I'm going to die, but I'm going to die by my terms. What is it I want out of life? What kind of a person do I want to be? And depending on your spiritual belief, if you believe in heaven and hell, why not give it a shot to do as best job you can do while you're here so that you can go and be in a loving environment in the afterworld? Or if you believe in reincarnation, do you really want to come back and do this shit over again? I don't. So I want to make the changes I need to make so that I end up evolving and ascending or going on to whatever it is after this. And you know what? Even if there's nothing, even if when we're dead, we're just gone. I'd like to have a good reputation. I'd like to have people to feel good about having known me. I want to make a positive mark on this planet. I can't lose if I work on myself. And we can't work on ourselves when we're so focused on the external and the propaganda and the mind control. So, you know, it's up to us. We got to take a stand. We got to decide what we want, and we got to draw a line in the sand, and we got to take it. And if we don't, then we're not being responsible for ourselves, and we got nobody to blame but ourselves when things don't go well. I know it sounds really harsh, but someone's got to give the spanking. It may as well be the granny.
Hey, no, you're absolutely right. You're 100% spot on. And people need to realize that they're not living anyone else's lives but themselves. You know, they're trying to portray this that you're a hero if you wear a mask and you get jabbed, but no, you're an idiot. You know, people need to start. First of all, you can't take care of anyone else. You can't do anything for anyone else properly. You can't love anyone else properly. You can't love the world. You can't do anything unless you take proper care of yourself and love yourself. And by doing any of this shit that the mainstream wants us to do is doing the opposite of that. It is actually killing yourself slower, and there's nothing about the lifestyle that the mainstream and corporate America and everything wants us to live that is good for us, that is the way we should be living. We should take care of ourselves first, and then once we're good, then we might be able to help others get there as well, you know, right?
Absolutely. You know, when you're on an airplane and there's a problem and the oxygen masks fall down, you put your own mask on first before you run around and help other people to put their masks on. You got to do that for yourself. It's really important. And we got to look after ourselves. You know, I mean, when you have children, you're responsible for them. But once you're past the age of, I don't know, 18, 19, 20, 21, it's time to get your own program happening. and get really serious about life, because there's just no more time to waste. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to get a little bit, I believe it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better, because the people that are putting all this together are a bunch of fucking idiots. I'm sorry, but they're fucking idiots. They have no ability to empathize, have compassion, have mercy. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to care for their own children. So their own children grow up as screwy as they are. So the last person in the world, would you want to go and find the sickest person in an insane asylum and have them run the country? Well, that's basically what's happening. And so we got to face up to that, too, that these people that have become almost godlike, you know, on the cover of Forbes magazine and all of that, you know, all of these kind of famous people, they got nothing. They got nothing. And if you got to know them and saw how screwed up their lives were, you would never take their advice again. So there was another one I was going to say, but I can't remember. So,
yeah, no, you're right. These people, it's like the Idiocracy Illuminati. It's like the inbred, you know, ancestors of these, you know, these great opsters that used to put all this, create culture and put all this together, you know, the original ones that killed Kennedy and did all this original groundwork for creating culture and sending this world into the shitstorm that it is. It's their, you know, it's their kids and grandkids that are not as smart. They're trying to do things way too fast, and people are waking up to it. And I think it, as long as they keep at this pace and keep trying to do what they're doing and making the mistakes that they're doing, there's no way that they can win. It's going to fail. And I have complete faith in that. But I'm really enjoying the talk you did about this, the transhumans, and you actually did your own YouTube video about this. And people, you know, I think the old idea of, you know, transhumanism is people wanted to have, you know, electronics hooked up to them so they can open their garage door with their wrist or something like that. But it's much darker and deeper, some of the agendas that are going on right now. First, they're trying to destroy, of course, family unit, and then personal identity, and, you know, mix it all together. What's going on with the oogada boogada jabs? And it's pretty dark and pretty disturbing. But if you follow, like you said, this, you know, this network and all this stuff that we've been talking about for the past few years, it's a lot easier to understand and a lot easier to realize what's happening.
Absolutely. And the other thing, I don't know if the viewers are aware, but most of us do not have resources. We actually have spent enormous amounts of resources, you know, money, time, energy to produce this content because we love humanity and we want the truth to come out. And we don't expect you to just go and believe everything we say, weigh it out, see how it sits with you, come back, look at it later on. But the thing is that I don't know anybody who is a sincere YouTuber. I shouldn't say that. Maybe there are some, but I know very few that actually are rich people. Because what happens is we get marginalized because of our taking a stand for our beliefs and opening people's eyes to the alternative. Now, when you go along with the mainstream, I mean, just like these newscasters that are all reading from the same script, and they live in the big houses and everything else. Well, that's because they're going along with the flow of the mainstream. As soon as you step outside of that, you get penalized. And so the thing is we've all really put a lot of ourselves into this content to help people because we love humanity and we know we can make a better world. Oh my God, are you kidding? We could do a better job on our sleep than the elites are doing wide awake and with all their resources. It's not that hard. And, you know, that's the other thing I wanted to mention, and this is kind of a spiritual thing, but you know what? We know for a fact that our thoughts and our words produce energy that have an effect on the social reality, on the whole physical reality that we live in. And so when we put our heads together and we start thinking about what we want, what do we want? We want good health for everybody. We want clean water for everybody. We want delicious homegrown foods for everybody. You know, we want communities that get together and explore music and dancing and all different kinds of arts. There's so much to focus on. So as soon as we disengage from the construct and we re-engage into what we really want, what happens is we're doing the most powerful magic a human being could do. And the more of us together, we only need 10% to actually flip this paradigm on its ear and create a better world for all of us. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, especially in the beginning, but this is what we have available to us. And so people like myself and Chris and others, we're reminding you, we can have it how we want, but we got to stop focusing on the shit and start looking at the flowers that are growing out of that pile of shit. Pardon me for being so rude and blunt.
No, that was actually very well said. I like that. But yeah, I think you're spot on. And Karen, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. That was fantastic information, very important information. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the discussion before we close out today?
No, except I would really like people to start listening to how they feel inside. When you feel terrible inside, you can reach for a bottle, you can reach for a pill, but it isn't going to fix it. It's just masking the symptom. Instead, really sit with those feelings and own them. And one of the most powerful forces for change is anger. And we all got lots of things that we can be really angry about. So instead of turning it outward towards others, take that anger and use it as an amazing fuel for the fire to bring about change. Thank you so much for having me on your show, Chris. A pleasure as always.
Of course. And let people know before you head out, if they want to find out more about you, you can, of course, go to the Forbidden Knowledge Network. That's forbiddenknowledge.news. But your YouTube channel, social media, all that good stuff. Oh, and you also did a presentation regarding this on your channel, which I will have a link to as well. But just let people know where they can find you.
Thank you, Chris. Yes, it's my website, which has pretty much everything on there. And most of it's under the free resources tab. I've got a lot of free resources, including a 9-step complete lifestyle. It's spiritual, it's physical, it's detoxification, it's everything. And that's absolutely free. That's available on my website, www.karenholtonhealthcoach.com. That's KarenHolton, healthcoach.com. You can find me on YouTube, Karen Holton TV, and on Odyssey @ Karen Holton TV. I try to keep it all really consistent. Facebook, Karen Holton. It's not like, oh, I think I'm so great. It's just I wanted to keep it really consistent for people to be able to find me easily. And yeah, and as you said, the links will be below. So anyway, thank you, everybody. And please feel free to comment, email me. If you have topics you want me to address, I'm more than happy to create my own small independent videos about that as well. Thank you, Chris.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Karen. And we'll definitely be talking to you again soon. And we'll be putting out your episodes as they come. And until next time, everyone, have an excellent evening. We'll be talking again tomorrow.